Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast where my goal is to empower you to believe that you can absolutely change any habit you want to live the lifestyle you deserve. If this episode resonated with you, please share it on your social media and give me a tag at Erin Avery Fitness. I would love to respond to you and share your share with the world because it is my purpose to help as many people as I possibly can change their life for the better. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. I am having a fantastic day. It's my birthday. I am celebrating my 42nd trip around the sun. I'm super excited, even though it's been a crazy year with, you know, the COVID and all the stuff that's happening. But today's my birthday, 42. Restaurants here in Michigan have opened. So I'm taking that as a good sign that this is going to be a fantastic year. I hope everything is going well with you guys today as well. Hope we're pressing through no matter where you are. I hope it's sunny and sparkly and shiny for you. Just a few things of what's going on here in my world with coaching. So I am still having enrollment for Bench to Balance, and that is just an online video training course that you have a lifetime access to. You're thrown into the Bench to Balance Facebook group, and that is where I go in often and do some coaching, live videos, Q&As with you guys. It's really a toolbox for you to achieve the results you want to recover from binge and emotional overeating. So I literally have given away secrets about how to do this. And the Binge to Balance training course, it like will take you step by step of how to do it, of how I've done it, how I've helped other clients do it. So if you want information about Binge to Balance, please go ahead and email me, erinaverifitness@gmail.com, and we can totally talk about if Binge to Balance is for you and get you signed up. Again, lifetime access, and it's a great training course. Like, I put my heart and soul into it, so love that if this is something for you. And I am actually working on a fitness training video series, and that one is going to include not only lifetime access to the video training, but it's going to be 12 weeks of coaching. I'm going to do open enrollment for that. I'm only going to take about 15 ladies in this group. And it's going to be 12 weeks of coaching, group coaching. You're going to get access to my fitness training app where I will be programming workouts. And then on top of that, it's just going to be, again, a Facebook group where we will just all be in there to support, account, and have accountability for each other, and more just coaching and live Q&As and fun. So again, even with that has not come out yet, but if you would like information on it, I'm actually going to start sending out surveys to those on my newsletter, because I really do want this program to be obviously focused on health and fitness and like the things I have to share with you, but also addressing your questions, because the program is for you. So I want it to make it feel like, you know, you are in this, and I'm talking directly to you, because I will be. So that's that. That's it. What's going on with the coaching? So let's just talk about today's podcast, True Sense of Mindfulness and what it is. So I love this because mindfulness is a term that's thrown around all over the place when it comes to be mindful about your food, be mindful about just everything in general, right? We throw the word be mindful, be self-aware. But what does that exactly mean? And if you're saying to yourself, it just means to be conscious about what you're eating, conscious about what you're doing, you're saying, you know, being deliberate about things, you wouldn't be totally wrong. But mindfulness goes so much deeper than that. And what most people believe about what being mindful or self-aware is, it's really surface level. And I don't say that to say that, you know, you're shallow or just surface level. I say that because, again, it gets thrown around just so much. It's just like, be mindful. Okay, well, what does be mindful mean? Like, I am mindful when I go into my kitchen and pull out a bag of chips and I eat the whole bag, right? I can be mindful doing that. I am self-aware that I'm doing that. And, you know, maybe some people aren't. I get that. But I think when you think about being mindful and self-aware, it's very surface. And I want to just dive a little deeper into that meaning of mindfulness and being self-aware. So when I teach mindfulness in both my programs, Binge the Balance and Learn, Transform, Grow, I am teaching you how to guide yourself towards your inner power. That is what I believe mindfulness is. It's the part of you that has a true knowing, a part of you that can vividly see the blurred lines between you and the you that has been offered to you as an identity. So let me just pick that apart for you. So we know, we have a true knowing of who we are, right? From the time we're little up into a certain point, like we know who we are. We like adventure. We like seeing things through fresh eyes. We are genuinely happy, joyful. We're spontaneous. We're adventurous. We like learning. We're someone with purpose. We want to teach. We want to be seen and heard. Like we have a real true knowing about what feels right for us, right? Who we love, what we love, what we like, what we dislike. And there's really no arguing it. Like we just know from like the depths of our bones, we know who we are. It's a true knowing. But then somewhere in our lives, externally, which is typically what it is, the environments around us, who we hang around, what we see, what we hear, we're thrown an identity to ourselves because we start to associate and see ourselves for what the society is saying that we are. So for instance, let's just say you grew up as overweight, right? Maybe you were a chubby kid, but you didn't think twice about it, right? You were just this happy kid that liked food. And then all of a sudden, a doctor, maybe your mom, or you saw on television, or something externally said, you're fat, you're not worthy, right? That's what you interpreted it to be. So now you have gotten this identity placed upon you unwillingly that is now, I am fat and unworthy, right? Or maybe you have anxiety, right? You tend to get nervous about things all of a sudden. This was me. I'm talking about myself, you know, and I got nervous. I had this feeling of anxiousness that now when I look at it, when you think of the vibrations, anxiety and excitement have the same vibration, but the idea of I have anxiety, there's something wrong with me. I don't know how to handle the vibration that I was feeling. I became someone that now has the identity of being anxiety ridden, has panic attacks, right? And then as I got older and I started binge eating, now I'm a person that binge eats. So what I'm trying to say is that at one point you had this true knowing of yourself, who you were. You were happy about it. No one could tell you different. And then because you had a characteristic that identified with something outside of you and it was identified as bad, you took on that identity. Right? And so now you and your thoughts about who you are, truly who you are, and now what you've become have become intertwined. And you not only believe, but you, without a second thought, even can affirm that you're the person that you are unwillingly believing to be. Right? So by that, I just mean you now believe because you affirm and say, things like, I'm a binge eater. I have anxiety. It's hard for me to lose weight. I'm destined to be fat. I've always been overweight, right? I can't be around this or that type of person or food. Does that sound familiar? Like you affirm these things. And these are the affirmations that you give yourself because this new identity somewhere 10, 12, 15 years ago has been placed on you. So what I want to say about this is that, you know, when it comes to those thoughts, those are your lower brain thoughts, right? We have a higher brain and a lower brain, and I'll maybe go into that in a different episode. But for right now, the lower brain in general is the brain that wants to keep you safe, protected, gives you instant rewards, gratification, pleasure, right? It's the lower brain that really doesn't do any thinking. It just kind of goes along with what's happening. Think of like an animal, right? If you have a dog or cat, your animal just has like an instinct to do something. It doesn't think about, doesn't care. Like when my dog's outside and we go for a walk and I just want to go for a walk, he wants to go left and sniff everything and pee on everything, right? Your cat, you have a little flashlight, the little dot. The cat doesn't know that this is just a dot it's never going to chase. It sees it, and every time it does it, its primal instinct is to go after it, right? And it's been habitual, and it just continues to, and we laugh at it. We're like, God, you're stupid. You're never going to catch it, but it's funny. This is the same thing our lower brain does, right? The lower brain is not you. It's the thoughts that make you give up and give in easily on yourself. These are the thoughts that make you believe you need to, for instance, keep overeating. It's the lower brain that gives you that urge, those signals to say, oh, you're not excited about this. This is actually anxiety, remember? Because that's what people have said that you have. This is anxiety, right? These are the thoughts that build your identity because it's primal. It uses it as survival. It uses it as a way to keep you safe. And the reason why I say that is because at one point you were fine, happy-go-lucky, and then you started to, I'm just going to use overeating for myself as an example, right? Then I started to overeat. And my lower brain started to send me those thoughts and signals to say, yes, it's time to overeat because this is what's going to keep you safe, right? Because now you're having anxiety. And the way that we're going to ease our anxiety is by eating. And this is what's keeping you safe. This is what's keeping you comfortable. This is what the lower brain is programmed to do. It's primal. It's actually perfectly normal. But you are not your thoughts. You never were. You are a higher force. You're a higher being that can take back control of your lower thoughts. And you have a higher brain, which is your higher self. The higher brain is where you think. The higher brain is where you can rationalize. The higher brain is where you set goals and standards. But above all, it can create a true identity of who you are and who you want to be. The higher brain is you. It is that true knowing, that deep down knowing that you have inside of you. It is you. That higher brain of yours, the prefrontal cortex, it can veto everything the lower brain is sending you as a signal. For instance, let's say you are watching a movie, right? You're watching a movie and you have to go to the bathroom, but it's a great part of the movie and you don't get up. Why is that? It's because you, the higher brain of you, is working. The signal comes from your lower brain. Your lower brain actually signals all involuntary functions, right? So the lower brain sends you the signal. The higher brain is what has to get on board. So when you have to go to the bathroom, but you're on this, like, it's the climactic part of the movie, your higher brain says, no, okay, I hear you, but no, we're not going to go right now. And you hold it, right? Maybe for the rest of the movie. Why is that? Because you're not on board with what that signal says, right? Your higher brain says, okay, we do have to go to the bathroom, but we don't have to go that bad. So we're just going to hold it. And I'm notorious for this. I can hold it for like 2 hours. But this is my point, because your higher brain is thinking about it, it's in control. Your higher brain can veto and say no to your lower brain. And after a while, your lower brain just kind of says, okay, so this isn't important, right? I mean, granted, going to the bathroom is important. You have to pee. But think about the times where you've held it for an hour or two, almost to the point where you didn't even feel like you had to go anymore, right? Because it wasn't really that bad. This is what the higher brain does. The higher brain is the rational one. It can think, set goals, have standards, right? It can veto what that lower brain is. So the higher brain is you. Your thoughts create your feelings create your actions, and your actions produce your outcomes. Instead of letting that lower brain dictate what it is that you want to do, you have to use that higher brain. The higher brain is what's going to move you forward. The higher brain is what's going to allow you to create that true identity of who you are again, right? Because we've lost it somewhere. I talk about this a lot in my Binge to Balance because, you know, with binge eating, you believe that I am an emotional eater. I'm a binge eater. I can't stop eating at night. Like, you believe that. That's your identity with yourself. When in actuality, you are not that thought. You are not that thought, and you never were that thought. Your thoughts start with, okay, I'm a person that overeats and I feel bad about it. So instead of being that person, I'm going to be that person that doesn't overeat, right? I'm not a person that's a binge eater. And when you say that out loud, when you say that to yourself, you might not believe it at first, but you are making a mindful, conscious decision that is deliberate to be someone that you know down deep, truthfully, who you are. And when you can make that decision, when you can create that thought, it creates a different set of feelings for yourself. Because if you say, I'm an emotional eater, I overeat, that doesn't create any type of good feeling. And what are you going to do? You're going to overeat. You are going to eat more food. You're going to feel like you are fat. And if you feel like you were fat, you're just going to live into that. I talked about that in another episode. What we affirm, we live into. So you are just going to continue to eat, and your outcome is going to be the same. Right? Your outcome is going to hold true. You're going to prove evidence to the fact that you are a binge eater and you are overweight because of your actions. So the higher brain can say no when that lower brain starts sending those signals of overeat, or sends the signal of, oh, you're having a panic attack. You're having anxiety. Right? I do this still to this day when I have panic attacks, right? Granted, panic attacks are real. They happen, but I don't live into them. My panic attacks maybe last probably 30 seconds. It's because I know it's there. I feel it. I don't let my lower brain say, oh, you're having a panic attack. Live into it. Just keep it going. No, I feel it. It comes on. But my higher brain starts to work. I tap into my higher brain. I become mindful. You see what I'm saying? Being mindful is so much deeper than just noticing what is around you, about placing food on your plate. It's about tapping into your true self, your true you. It's about you. So when I have a panic attack, I instantly go into my higher brain and say, okay, what, this is the panic attack. And I start doing my ABC thing because it's taking me out of the panic attack, putting me mindfully into my present moment and what I choose to focus on in my present moment. And what I do is I say alphabets. It's usually with animals. I go through the alphabets. So it's like, you know, or food, like apple, banana, carrot. And I just go down the line. And by the time I usually get to like G or F, F or G, because I know my alphabet, my panic attack is over, right? Because I put myself in that present moment. I'm not living into my lower brain thoughts. Mindfulness is deep, right? So to be mindful means that you have a choice in what thoughts you want to follow and what thoughts you want to dismiss. And this is what's fucking cool about that, because you get to choose the thoughts you want to follow. Do you want to follow the thought of, I'm overweight, I'm a binge eater, I have anxiety, I'm never going to find love, I'll never get married, right? Do you want to follow that thought? Or do you want to follow the thought of, I'm not a binge eater, I can overcome this, I have purpose, I don't have anxiety, right? Which ones do you want to follow and which ones do you want to dismiss? You get to choose. And by you, when I say capital Y-O-U, I mean your higher brain. When you choose thoughts that are aligned with your higher version of yourself, you feel good, you feel blissful, you feel happy, you feel powerful, and you do fucking things that are going to be aligned and match how you feel. And those things are going to produce the outcomes you want. That's what true mindfulness is. Being mindful means to separate yourself from the identity that was given to you and create the identity, life, and balance that you truly desire. It's your true knowing. It is getting deep into the soul of yourself. It's going back to being who you are. That's what mindful is. It's a very spiritual thing, and it's very freeing, and it's very uplifting, and it's very fucking powerful when you can truly do it. I get passionate about this, you guys. When I finally understood what mindfulness really is, it totally changed my whole direction about who I am and what I want. And it's aligned myself with so many other things in my life. And I want it to do the same for you. I want you to create the identity, life, and balance that you truly desire. All right. That is it for today's episode. I hope this touched you in some way. I hope you resonated with it. Please share this on your socials for anyone else that has, you know, that you feel like needs to hear this. I would appreciate it. If you want to get into the binge balance or learn more about Learn, Transform, Grow, please send me an email, erinaveryfitness@gmail.com. Hang out with me on the socials, Erin Avery Fitness on Instagram, and just Erin Avery on Facebook. I will talk to you guys soon. I'm going to go celebrate my birthday. Bye. Welcome to the Transcend Your Health podcast. I'm your health coach, Erin Avery, and I want to help you find the beauty and balance you desire with food and in your body. Are you ready to go beyond and rise above the limits of negative self-talk, doubt, and fear? Then grab your notebook, get a pen, and let's get started.